Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Samach Beis, and yesterday we started the last parak of Maseches Nazir, and the first words in the parak were Kusim Ein Lahem Naziris. I mentioned that Kusim in this context means non-Jewish. If you look in Mishnayos, Mishnayos have the Girsa Hagoyim Ein Lahem Naziris. So is it Perak HaKusim or Perak HaGoyim? If you look in the Yochanan Boaz, HaGoyim is the first words. And we went through yesterday the discussion of what is the source that a non-Jew cannot be Makabel Naziris. So we had a couple of options, B'nei Yisrael V'lo B'nos Yisrael, or B'nei Yisrael V'lo Ovdei Kochavim, and we wonder whether that works, because we brought in women and avadim, and we brought in whether non-Jews are excluded from other halachas where it says B'nai Yisrael. What about Arachin? They're partially. Maybe there's a connection to whether a non-Jew has all halachas of avhus, of patrilineal connection. Maybe it's connected to tumah. That's what we ended off with. A guy cannot fully become tameh. Why? Because he can't fully become tahar. The Gemara had the hekish, and that's why they are excluded ultimately from naziris. Maybe they can't have full yerusha, which we mentioned. They can't morish avadim. And then towards the end, we came to some other sources. Maybe they're limited, the Gemara said, to some halachas of Naziris. Maybe they're limited, they can't become a Nazir Olam. Maybe they can't be Madir, their children, Benazir. That was the last point we made, on the bottom of Samach Aleph Mabez. Maybe they're excluded from the special din of a father creating a Naziris for his son, but they're included in the regular laws of Naziris. What was the Gemara's answer? The last line we said yesterday, can't be. Because we had a Machlokas Amoraim earlier in the Masechta, when this first came up in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Chesem Mabez, and the Gemara said, what is that, this halacha based on? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And therefore, if the whole halach is halach Moshe Sinai, then you cannot say that the pasuk is coming to exclude Goyim from that. As we explained, but today I'll read it, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Gilyoni Hashas right here, it's impossible to say that the pasuk is excluding halach Moshe Sinai, because by definition, halach Moshe Sinai has no remez in the pasuk. And therefore, if the pasuk is coming to exclude it, then it does have a remez in the pasuk. And that's anti-definitional to what halach Moshe Sinai is. The Tam Nira de Inyan Alach Moshe Misinai Hu She'en Lo Remez B'Mikra Rak Nimsar Bal Peh Levad Kimivur B'Hakdamas Pirsha Mishnayis LaRabam. We've mentioned that often. The Yim Kain Ilu Haya Kavanas HaMikra Al HaAlach Moshe Misinai Shuv Hari Haisa HaAlach Remuza B'Mikra Ve'en Zeh Migeder Alach Moshe Misinai V'Dok. So he says that's the pshat of this line of the Gemara. You can't mix and match Limudim from Sukkim and Alach Moshe Misinai. So that's why the Gemara rejects the possibility that a guy really might be included in his Naziris and just excluded from this detail. So let's try another detail now. Third to last line. Ema, maybe this is what they're excluded from. Ema b'nei Yisrael megalchin al Naziris avihen, v'eino v'gachavim megalchin al Naziris avihen. The opposite of what we learned earlier. Not a father creating a Naziris for a child, but a child using the karbanis of his father. That was also halacha that we learned earlier. Maybe only Bnei Yisrael are megalchin, meaning they use the karbanos of their father. And we mentioned then that we paskin that it's only if there was no overlap, right? If the father died and then the father wants to use it. It was machlokas tanaim there, but that was the girsa that we had of Tosfos and the Rush. They don't think of megalchin on Naziris Avien. They do not have that special din of Nazirus, of a child using a father's karbanos. Yochol lo yu nazirin, but you might think they can't be a nazir at all. Tamalam ar ish? Question mark. So maybe again, that's what they're included in. The Gemara gives the same answer. Don't you remember in that parak, Rabbi Yochanan said about that halacha also? Itzmar amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha ibn nazir. Rabbi Yochanan said three times in that parak, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Twice right here, the halacha of a father using, a son using a father's karbanos money. Number two was the father being madir as bino benazir. And number three, which was the long discussion of that parak, if you have mo'us stumin of a nazir who died, all of it could go linadava. Even though there's chatos money in there, that was also halacha Moshe B'Sinai, which we discussed at length in that parak. So the Gemara says again, it can't be that is what's being excluded. Then it asks, what was the havamina? The halamina was that a non-Jew is not allowed to use his father's karbanos. But we already said yesterday that a non-Jew can't bring karbanas bechlau of a nazir. Only a karban ola, he can be nodiv and nodiv. But all other karbanas, a nazir is excluded from. So what's the havamina that a guy would be able to have a nazirus and only be excluded from the special din of getting the karbanas from his father? Says the Netziv. Maybe we would have thought that a non-Jew could have a nazirus and had to have a Jew bring karbanas on his behalf. That was the havamina. V'li nira de'ef shalahavi shalmei nazir denechal. I'm sorry, wrong one. So he says here, he says akush yadua hapshidalon mila ola lafuke nachri she'eno mevi karban nazirus klal. What's the havamina? He says heichav shalasos ben nazir goy denacher ela hayisi omer de'Yisrael mevi bado. Wow. A Jew brings on his behalf. When do we ever have such a thing? He says, the first daf in Arachin, there, the Gemara has a possibility that a non-Jew brings karbanas, but he cannot bring his own nisachim, his own wine libations that go along with it. But his karban needs nisachim, and it has to be supplied by the pot in the Beis HaMikdash. V'achinami, salkataitach, she'en mevi karban nazir, aval naziruso, ton karban. Omeyate, shaper, salkataitach, and that's what you would have thought, maybe he could use someone else's carbon. So, Kamash Malan, that is not true. Okay, we continue. Second line. The next two words are taken out. The Gemara takes it out. Yihachi. So the Gemara is just now darshaning. Ish, we darshaned already. B'nei Yisrael excludes guy, and Ish includes. So, Ish kiyafli neder be'erkecha. What about in the context of Arachin, the end of Bechukosai? So what is that teaching me? Ish kiyafli neder be'erkecha, be'erchin lamali. What do you need that in the context of Erechin? What do you need that? You see the Mefarish right across from where we are. Bish lama ish the cause of Agabi Nazir. The ish by Nazir you know to include, because we already excluded him from a number of halachas. So the ish is there to include. But what about by Arachin? What is that coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, Michti, ha is kish Arachin l'nedarim. We know that Arachin is compared to Nedarim d'Amakra. Ish kiyafli neder be'erkecha. We know there it's a type of neder. There are a number of unique types of nedarim. Nazirus is a unique type of neder. Arachin is a unique type of neder. V'yotanya gabi nedarim ish. Mata malomar ish ish larabo says ovdei kochavim shein nodrim nedarim nedavas ki Yisrael, as we discussed that length yesterday. So what do I need that by general by nedarim that a non-Jew could bring karbanas? Karbanas ola, as we saw from Rabbi Yaakov, no dimin adar adavas, ish kiyafli ba'arachin lamali, again reiterating the question, if B'nai Yisrael excludes, we also had this halach in the Gemara yesterday, if B'nai Yisrael excludes a goy from being ma'arich, he is excluded from arachin on the ma'arich side, he can't promise to give an erech, and ish includes a goy for being ne'erach, that he has that value based on gender and age. So what do you need a pasuk for that? Isn't a guy just included in the regular world of Nedarim? That's the question of the Gemara. You already have Ish, generally by Nedarim, in Perachav Beis, there. So what do you need a special Ish inclusion by Arachin? So the Gemara says, Ela, hi, Ish, mi baile, la suye, mufle, samach la Ish. Maybe he's coming to include a 12-year-old. Not just a 13-year-old boy, but a 12-year-old boy. The concept of mufla samach la'ish, that he's close, he has das, he's just not technically a gadol yet. So there's a special din that child, even though he might not have das for other areas of halacha, he might be considered a lav bar das, but for hilchus nedarim, we allow that. So the Gemara says, "Hani chalman damer mufla samach la'ish da'oraisa." If the concept is a din da'oraisa, then fine, you could say that's what the chiddush of the pasuk is teaching me. Elamanda Amar Durabanan Ishki Afli Lamali. But if you all Mufas of Lichish is only Din Durabanan, so then what would the Ish by Arachin be including? La Suye Muflasamach La Ish to Ovid Kochavim. Maybe it's including that even a non-Jew has that concept of Muflasamach La Ish, 12 years old. Period. Wait a minute, asked the Rishonim. What shita are we within? We're within the shita that says mufla samach la'ish is derabanan. If it's derabanan, it's what he used the pasuk for, to teach me mufla samach la'ish by an ovei kachavim. Is it possible, ask the Rishonim, that a Jew's neder, when he is 12 years old, would not work da'araisa, but a guy's neder, when he is 12 years old, would work? That's what it sounds like the Gemara is saying. even within the Shita, Muflas Amachlish Durabanan for a Jew, the Pasuk is including Muflas Amachlish for a Goy. How is that possible? Asks the Mefarish, asks Tosfos, asks all the Rishonim. Yes, it's possible, says the Mefarish right here. Lasui Muflas Amachlish Da'ovdei Kochavim. Mida O'Raisa No Drivididarim. He could do it. The Alta Tama, and don't be so incredulous. Mishum be Yisrael ein muflasamach la'ish. No, the redavus b'na Torah. Don't be so incredulous. There are other examples where a non-Jew could be included in something and not a Jew. Where shekem atzina b'kama makomo shechmir Torah lo v'kochavim. We find in various places. He quotes one. Quotes one. What's the case? Probably the most well-known case of a difference in halacha. Oxen kagon b'shoro shel kenani shehizik l'shoro shel Yisrael. We know an ox of a Jew that gores the ox of a non-Jew, pater midaraisa. Ox of a non-Jew that gores the ox of a Jew, chayiv. So you see, he's more. It's more chamer. Mishan mezek shalom v'sheyisrael shel shoro shel kenani mitabei b'od pater. See the Gemara in Baba Kama Lamed Zayin. So says the Mefarish, just like you have a precedent there, there's other precedents. The Gemara in Yevamos is another one about a Ben Noach, his Neharag, even al Pachas Bishav Epruta, in terms of being punished for the Isser of Gezel. So we find this. The example that he gives, though, the later Mefarshim find difficulty with. This is the example. A Goy is more Chamor, because Shor Shel Goy, Shenoach Shor Shel Yisrael. That's a very unique case in Baba Kama. That's a case, if you remember, the Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, at some time in history, Hofia Mehar Parim Barasa Mirivas Kodesh, maybe at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, that's when the Psukim are referring to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw something, the Psukim say. Ra'a Sheva Mitzvah Shenitztavu Aleim B'nei Noach V'lo Kimum. Hashem looked around and nobody was being Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Amad V'higla Osami Alad Masam. And what did he do? Rosh of a mitzvah shekibal lehem v'neim noach v'lokimum amad v'hitirim lahem. So he was matir. He undid some of their rights, including this halacha. So this isn't a perfect example. This is a specific case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something because of the lack of fulfillment. So that's a little difficult. That's the example. Well, Lamaisa, it is an example. Lamaisa. Once we're on the topic, though, this example, if you remember, has that amazing story in Baba Kama Lamed Chesam and Aleph relating to this specific halacha. Tanu Rabbanan, let's just review it. Remember, the Roman government sent two officers, Eitzel Chachmei Yisrael, Limdunu Tarashem, teach us your Torah. Two Roman officers came to the Jews and they forced them to teach them Torah. Karu v'shana v'shileshu. They taught him once, they taught him twice, they taught him three times. B'shas p'ti rasan amru lahem. And when they finished, they said, Dikdaknu b'chol taraschem. MS. We have the MS who? We appreciate and find true and fair your entire Torah. The entire Torah is pretty amazing. 99%. Chutz v'davar zeh. Except for this halacha. We don't know what's going on with this halacha. Sheheim omrim, shari shari yisrael shadar ha-shari shal kanani. Patur, shal kanani shadar ha-shari shal yisrael, beitam imum shalam nezek shalim. Rabbi Manavshach, is a non-Jew included in the pasuk of Re'ehu, which is the context of Nezikin, or not? You can't have it both ways. But, because we appreciate everything else, ain't on a modiin of salam alfas. Right? We're not going to tell the king on you. That's the Gemara. Ask Tosfos the two opposite questions. Number one, how were they able to teach Torah to non-Jews? That's an Isser. How can they teach it? Answer, Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, Pikuach Nefesh, not one of the big three. Pikuach Nefesh. So then Tosfos says the opposite question. If it was Pikuach Nefesh, then why they tell them this halacha? And if they did tell them this halacha, isn't it putting themselves in danger? I'm sorry, Tosfos doesn't ask, that's the Kasha on Tosfos. Once it's Pikuach Nefesh, so how could they teach them this halacha in the first place? That's the Yamshel Shlomo. A much quoted Yamshel Shlomo right here on this Gemara. The Marshal says the concept of Ziyuf HaTorah, misrepresenting Torah. That's an Isser D'Oraisa with Yahari Valyavar. You're not allowed to misrepresent Torah. To not tell somebody a halacha, okay, but to lie about what the Torah says about something. The Torah says this, so that's not allowed. That's a misrepresentation, that would be Harav al-Yavar. Ask the Yamshel Shlomo on himself, what about the Septuagint? What about the Gemara Megillah when they made the 10 changes with Talmai? So he says, that didn't change any halacha. Okay, that's it, Elokim Bar Abracious. It was just trying to preclude any misconception of problems. You know, it says that they changed, okay, you want to say one word they changed, instead of arneves, right, the rabbit being gatame, they changed it to a different word. But that's not saying that arneves is kosher, right? It's just not on the list, because they knew that was Talmai's wife's name. But Asa Adam, Nasa Adam, all the differences there, says the Amshul Shlomo, were differences that changed halacha. Anyway, that is the discussion of that Gemara. But that's based on this Mefarish. The Mefarish is Shita number one. How could the Gemara suggest on our Gemara that a non-Jew could have a more chamor din than a Jew in terms of Muflas Samach La'ish? So number one, the Mefarish says, you find that sometimes. Shot number two, Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud asked this question. All the Rishonim are bothered by this. We usually have the concept of Banu Miktusha Chamor L'Ktusha Kala, Gemara in Yevamos, that you can never say that even on a Durabanon level, at least, you never could have a halacha where a non-Jew is chayiv in something and he becomes Jewish, he's not chayiv in it. Right? So you can never have that. So sometimes rabbinically, we bump up certain arayos, we bump up certain halachas. But this is on a daraisa level. That's the problem here. On a daraisa level, mufl samach leish might be included for a goy and not for a Jew. So Tosfos asks on the bottom, v'dvar teimahu, to be Yisrael lesa elami drabanon, uba ovde kochavim isay, on a daraisa level. The Rush says the same thing. Upirish Re says, Tosfos, let me explain to you why. A Jew who's going to be Chayiv de'oraisa in the Isser of Lo Yachel Dvaro in another year, so that's why there's a limit. Lo Yachel Dvaro, Isser de'oraisa only apply really when he's 13. So there wasn't any type of Misora to be Machtim it. Tavada Yisrael de lo havi bechal bal yachel ad havi gadol v'chi havi gadol mia isa bal yachel hilchav darshina chod less of bal yachel less of bafla. He's limited to the bal yachel which he is going to be subject to when he becomes a gadol. A goy, and this is a machlokas rishonim, but Tosfos says a goy is not subject to bal yachel lo yachel dvaro. And therefore, what are you limiting? So that's why he could even be included in making a neder even earlier. That is Tosfos. The Mishnah Melech has a long, one of those big, long Mishnah Melechs in Hilchas Malachim. If you want to look it up, reading before over Shabbos, Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Long discussion of, we find many times that non-Jews made oaths, and they were held by it. We find Avram and Avimelech, and we find the brothers with Yosef, that was also before Maimon Har Sinai. Is there really no Lo Yachel when it comes to a non-Jew? Right, that there's no Isser of breaking his word? Okay, that's a discussion, but that's what Tosfos assumes. Number two. The third suggestion, though, is in the Achronim. Again, how could a non-Jew? It's not a general halacha of non-Jew being involved. But what are we saying? We're Makdim Muflusamach La'ish earlier. Where does that come from? There is a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, and the Meshech Chachma quotes it right here. The Meshech Chachma in the Chidushir of Meir Simcha, on our Gemara, he quotes this idea, and then he says, I saw it a little bit in the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Meshech Chachma says, we know, Vanira Li Pirushan, the Rambam tells us, based on the Gemara, all Shi'urin are Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? Kezayis, Kebetza, all that. Where does that come from? Halacha Moshe Misinai. One of the Shi'urim, based on the Tshuvas Arash, is 12 and 13 years old. How do you know when Bar and Bat Mitzvah is? How do you know? So we had a Rashi earlier in this Masechta that said, well, maybe it's from Shimon and Levi by Shechem, and we can figure out the math, and we know they were 13 years old. Okay, that's one shot. That's Rashi earlier, Befarish earlier. But the Rosh writes in the Tshuva, it's part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Shi'urin. If that's true, says the Meshech Chachma, says the Ar Sameach, that doesn't apply to non-Jews. Halacha Moshe Misinai is only by Jews. So non-Jews don't have the idea of bar and bat mitzvah. What do they have? All they have is bar das. Whenever somebody is a bar das, they're responsible for their actions. Jews have a special din, gzeiras hakasav. Right? Not even gzeiras hakasav. Halacha Moshe Misinai. But that's what he says. L'fizeh katan akum sha'avar al-achaz v'shev ha-mitzvah shalo im ben deya hu chayiv. Delo nitzru shi'urim elo li'Yisrael. Rak hacha. Right, so usually it should go even earlier. We say, oh, why can it be 12 years old? It should be even earlier. Here, it's limiting even because where is this halacha learned out from? For a non-Jew that he's included in the Nedarim. It's learned out from Ish-Ish, which is comparing it to Jews. So that's why you have to limit it to as close as you can. Mufla Samach La-Ish. The Rabbi Ish-Ish, the Rabbis Akum, L'Nidre Hektish, the Halolo Marbina, Rakbi Mirabuya, the Yisrael, the Ish-Ksiv, L'Chein Darshina, V'lo Katan, V'Lachein, Ki-Ksiv, Ode, Krala, Rabbos, Marbina, Rak, Mufla Samach La-Ish, V'Zeh Pirish Nechmad, L'Maven. Right, this is a delicious chiddush, says the Rebbeir Simcha. Usually they should be even younger. So once you include them, we say it should be like Jews. So once you have an extra word to include, so then we say one year down. You include Muflasama Kleish. He realizes that this is not what all Rishonim say. There's a Meiri that says they're not ne'enash until older, but he says this is the Pesach of the Rambam. Oh, at the end he just says va'amruli shehagon chasam sofer herech b'signon zeh. It was told to me. I searched around and I found a little bit of it in Yoredeya Simin Shin Yud Zayin. Heyer ksas b'inyan zeh. It's just in the first paragraph. What's that talking about? That shuvin Shin Yud Zayin is about what happens nafshi b'she'elato nidon. There was a person who had a cow. And she was about to have her first offspring. So Bechor, Kedushas Bechor. So what do we do? What does the Shulchan Aruch say to do? We don't want to have any carbonos walking around. You get an Akum to be a Shutaf. Shutfis Akum is Bafkiya, the Kedusha of Bechor. That's what we paskin. So that's why you get a non-Jew to own it while the animal gives birth. Fine, there's no Kedusha. The problem here is he only found a 9-year-old Akum. He didn't find an older Akum. The baby, it was about to give birth. It's coming out. Quickly. He found the kid. So, Shutfis him an Akim Katan. So, is that enough? Bailus of a non-Jewish child. Is that Mafkiya Kedushas Bachar? That's his Shaila. So, in the first piece, he says this is that point. This is that point. Well, Da'as doesn't really play an issue, or Godless doesn't play an issue when it comes to Jew and non-Jew, because the Shiurim is based on that Rosh. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai doesn't apply to non-Jews, so you should say it works. But then, just in that two lines, he has that. But then he says, well, maybe it goes by whatever is acceptable in society today. Do people assume that 10-year-olds can make transactions or not? That's what it might go by. Ela katan shi'igiyo lepalgos deruvein kedoi chikrei lev. So maybe you would say that. But then in the end of the tshuva, he says, I'm not sure, because it goes by what people do. Who says that you can use Situmta? What is Situmta? That's the kinyan that's acceptable in the land. Whatever kinyan you make, besides all of halachas of kinyanim, whatever is known to be acceptable. Parentheses here, the handshluck, right? That must be handshake in Yiddish. Shel nar katan kazeh, shein derach laso kibo vaso matan. Right? People don't involve 10-year-olds. Vigam bedinehem nikra oim mindik. Pirish, adayin lo higia lios ish. Right? He's a child. Mistapig ani in basar dinenu, hare lo kana bimashicha vi basar min hageyem vedateyem einanenu gadol. So he had that possibility, but he was not sure lemaisa. But says the Meshech Chachma, that's what's going on here. Specifically here, where usually we say, and the Menchas Chinuch also writes it in one place, in terms of Arayos, that non-Jews aren't subject specifically to the 13 and 12-year-old limit. So even younger, whenever they become responsible b'nei das, therefore it might be different for different children. But once they're, that's the shear, so once they're included, in our case, to be like Jews, when you have an extra limit, you just bump them down 1 year, because that is the, that's the shear.
The time by Kinyanim, they can't be Makna. We talk about the rule of Nesrug all the time, you gotta be careful.
So Katana by Kinyanim, we generally assume that on a Daraisa they can't. Tosfos has the Chiddush that if somebody is Makna it to them, then it would be possible. But it's not so much that the Katan is acquiring it, it's that the Katan, the Gadol, is Makna and forcing it into their Rishus. Not all Rishonim hold of that, first of all. But here, it's not talking about a Kinyan really, it's talking about a Neder.
No, the context.
So the context there, right, so there, according to Balei HaTosfos, maybe it would work. But even so, the Shaila is still, even if they can own it, is that enough Bailus to be Mafkiya Kedushas Bechor? Even if you want to say it's enough for them to be Yotzei Lochem by Lulav, right, it might not be enough to be mafkia, to be undermining the Kedushas Bechor. So you're right, it could, that's the discussion. Okay, so the Gemara in one place, Bamasiya, has the Lashon of Das Acheres Makne. But Tosfos, in a few places, uses that in the context of a child. If a Gadol is Das Acheres Makne to a child, so then that works on a Daraisa level. And then that's the problem of giving it to a child on the first day of Sukkot before you're Makne it. He could get it, he can't give it back to you. That's what the Gemara says. Don't give it to him before you're Kodet. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we just had the possibility. What does Ish include? It includes a non-Jew, Mufle, Samech, La-Ish. So now the Gemara says, Ha nicha lamanda amar b'nei Yisrael ne'erachin ve'ein ovdei kochavim ne'erachin. This works according to the following manda amar. Jews can be ne'erach, right? The object of the erachin. And ovdei kochavim can't be ne'erach. Yochal lo yiyu ma'arichin. You might think a non-Jew can't be ma'arich. Tamalomar Ish. Shapir. So then, this could work, because the whole point of the Mufla Samach Leish is talking about when you are making a neder. So here, there's a Machlokas Tanam in the beginning of Arachin. A non-Jew is included in some type of Arachin. One opinion says he's included in the Ma'arich, one says he's included in the Ne'arach. So if he's included in the Ma'arich, so you understand what's going on with his Limud. Because a non-Jew is included in the Mufla Samach Leish. That's part of being Ma'arich. But if you say the opposite, B'nei Yisrael can be ma'arich and not non-Jews. Yachalo yu ne'arach. And tamalomar ish afilutino ben chodesh bar iruchehu. So then kiafli lamali. So if the non-Jew is only included in the object of the erachin, so what does Mufla Samach Leish have to do with anything? That's in terms of undergoi taking a neder or an erach, but not the result of it. So if they're excluded totally from being ma'arich, so we're back to the question from before, what is included? So Amar Avada Barava, La'asuye Obed Kochavim Gadol. So what does La'asuye here mean? Tosfos and the Rosh and others say, this La'asuye means exactly the opposite of what it normally means. Tosfos, you see La'asuye, V'hashta havi La'asuye kimolim ute. It's to include in the exclusion, which basically means to exclude. It excludes a guy who's basically a lav bardas. If a guy doesn't know what he's talking about, so he's not included, which fits nicely with what we just said. Even though it usually goes by bardas, not by gablus, but if he does not know what he's talking about, then he would not be included. So it's an including something in the exclusion. Finishing that tosis that we just started, the ashmiina, the hecha dovi kochavim, ein yodea lahaflos, ein nidro neder. See, it works even lakuva. A katla, what the Meshech Chachma said before, a non-Jew who is before 13, who is a bardas, he could be included in certain halachas. A non-Jew who is above 13, who is not such a bardas, would be excluded even though he's a gadol. So it works lakuva and lachumra in that regard. Period. Ela kiyafli the kazar achmar agabe naziris lamali. So now we just ask, what is the extra words by arachin teach me? Because it's just included in the regular laws of nedarim. So now we're asking this parallel types of questions by naziris. Naziris and arachin are both examples of nedarim. So what do you need special words that must teach us something in this specific context? Again, why are we doing all this here? Because we started off by discussing the first line of the Mishnah. An akum ein lo nazirus. So we got into the makoris for that, and now we're talking about what do you do with the other psukim. So, says the Gemara, Elokiyafli the Chazon Rachwad Agabe Naziris Lamali Mechdi Itzkish Naziris Lamadarim. Naziris is compared to Nadarim, Kiyafli Lamali. So, why do you have it? We did have earlier in the Masechta a number of times that Naziris is unique among the world of Nadarim. We had once or twice already that Naziris is compared to Kudshim. Right, the remember Tosfos? We discussed this Tosfos a few times, not for a while. Beginning of the Masechta, Daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos asked the question, how could you have a Naziris al Tanai? What's the usual rule called the Milsa de Lesa B'Shlichus Lesa B'Tanai? If you can't do something through a Shliach, you can't make a condition on it. And you can't make a Nazir, you can't be a, don't drink wine for me. You can't do that. Naziris is a Mitzvah Shebegufo. So if that's the rule, Naziris is a Milsa Shebegufo, you can't do a Naziris by proxy, you shouldn't be able to make a condition on it. That's the normal rule. Tosfos says, no, you can't do Naziris with a Shliach. How? The Karbanis of a Naziris. What does that have to do with being a Nazir? The Karbanis. Tosfos obviously feels that the Karbanis of a Nazir are part and parcel of the Naziris itself, which is part of the Chakira of the Achronim, when somebody accepts to be a Nazir. Is he just accepting the Isurim But the karbanis are later on, in 30 days from now. That's the next stage. Or no, when he accepts Naziris, he also accepts the karbanos that he will eventually have to bring. So we see Naziris is unique. It's not a normal neder, but it's enough in the world of nedarim that the Gemara could ask the question, what do you need the extra words for by nedarim? So kiafli lamali. So the Gemara says, we will go with our girsa. The next three lines have opposite girsos. La asuye yadayim sheina mochichos. This is the Mefarish's girsa. This is what we have. So we'll go with this. Tosas and the rest have the opposite girsa. It's to exclude, not to include. So we'll just go with our girsa. It's to include yadayim sheina mochichos, which if you remember meant certain types of expressions which aren't so clear. Another is walking in front of me and I say, aha, I'm like. So, what do you mean by that? Are you saying that you're like a Nazir? You're not. Yadayim she'enen mochichos. They're not clear. So, to include that, that's also included in Naziris. De itzmar yadayim she'enen mochichos, Abaya amar havin yadayim, Rav amar lo havin yadayim. It's a machlokes amaron between Abaya and Rava. We paskin lo havin yadayim. That's the problem with this girsa. Because our girsa sounds like to include yadayim she'enem ochichos. We don't paskin that way. This is not one of the six Yal Kagam cases where we paskin like Abaya. We paskin like Rava. Lo avin yadayim. But either way, the Gemara says, la Abaya nicha. According to Abaya, the pasuk works. Because havin yadayim, it's included. Ela la Rava meikel meimer. According to Rava, is lo avin yadayim. So it shouldn't be included in the pasuk. It's not included in the pasuk. So we're back to the question of what the limud is. Tosfos has the exact opposite gersa, which means it's to exclude yadayim, and then the Gemara says, so it's a kasha on Abaya, not on Rava. Same exact thing, and they have the opposite girsa. Either way, Ella, says the Gemara, kiyafli, so either way you have to come up with another limud. Ella kiyafli, mi boy lili kid Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe it's a teacher Rabbi Tarfon, who we had back in the Mishnah earlier, in the Brisa about the Mishnah, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Tarfon, ain echad me'am nazir. Remember the case of the Mishnah there on that Amud that there was no Gemara on, Lamed Gimel. So the Mishnah that Gemara was talking about was six people were sitting on a park bench. Somebody's walking towards them. They have no idea who he is. One says, I'm a Nazir if that guy's not Reuven. I'm a Nazir if that guy is Reuven. I'm a Nazir that one of you are a Nazir. I'm a Nazir if you two of you. All the permutations of six people making conditions of one of them is going to be a Nazir. And one of the Deas in the Mishnah there says, and the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Tarfon, none of them are Nazirim. What if the guy turns around? But none of them? So half of them at least have to be a Nazir? No, none of them. Why? It's got to have clarity at the moment of Kabbalah's Naziris. If you don't know whether you're going to be a Nazir or not, then you're not a Nazir. Even if in 5 minutes from now it's cleared up. It's not that the guy turned around. Here, Tialach Orav. Even if you don't know at the time, maybe that's what's being learned from this pasuk. So Gemara says, that works according to that shita. Fine. Hanich l'Rabbi Tarfon. El l'Rabbanan Ma'ikel Meimar. What about all the other deos in that Mishnah that some of them are Nazirim, all of them are Nazirim? So Ella, third try, Miboy l'Liki D'Tanya. It's for the following braisa. Hater Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir Vein Lohem Amashi Yismochu. The Mishnah in Meseches Chagiga Davyu tells us that Hataras Nedarim is nowhere in the Torah. Hafaras Nedarim is in the Torah of a father or a husband being made for the Neder. But Heter Nedarim, going to a rabbi, that is not. And they're very different. They're very different cases. You remember we had back on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez. We asked whether a Baal is Me'ker Akar or Me'gis Gayis. Does he uproot it? Does he cut it? And it's different than Hataras Chacham. Hataras Chacham uproots it. So the question is, so the Mishnah there says, there's no hint of the Torah. It's flying through the air, meaning it's pure Torah Shebal Peh. V'ein lehem amashi yismocho, there is no. But that's only one sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, yesh lehem amashi yismocho. No, there is some hint in the Torah. And the Gemara there lists off a couple of options. Where is Heter Nedarim hinted to in the Torah? One of them is our Pasuk. Shedemar, ish kiafli, kiafli. It says it twice. Shnei pa'amim. Echad hafla le'isser, ve'echad hafla le'heter. One kiafli is to make an neder. The other kiafli is, Rashi explains this in Chagiga, when you go to the rabbi and are mafli and express why you don't want to be have the neder anymore. That's heter nedarim parchin ba'avir. And that's the Mishnah in Chagiga. That's also one that we mentioned in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. One of the reasons we start off with Kol Nidre, Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir, it's to celebrate the Torah Shebal Peh element of Yom Kippur. right? Yom Kippur being the holiday of Torah Shebal Peh, the day of the Luchos Shnios, the Beis Halevi, in the Drushes, in Simen Yud Ches, that we became the Ksav of the Torah Shebal Peh. If you've never seen that Drusha, it's a must read in the Drushes of the Beis Halevi, the difference between Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. But Kol Nidre has to do with this Mishnah. Hetan Adorim Parchem Ba'avir is pure Torah Shebal Peh. Okay. Says the next Mishnah here in Nazir. Chomer ba'avadim mi benashim. There is a chomer. Remember, this last parak has various miscellaneous laws related. Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to get back. There's one halacha before we do this Mishnah. I wanted to get back to one halacha about the non-Jews and the Nedarim and the Davis. There is a Hagos Ashri in Baba Basra that is discussed by the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. The Hagos Ashri notes that we accept, as the Gemara says, Nedarim and Nedavis from non-Jews. But the Gemara in Baba Basra says that we don't accept Stucca from a non-Jew. Don't accept Stucca from a non-Jew. Maishta, says the Gosa Shri, Maishta Stucca in Makabal Mehen, U Maishta Nedarim and Nedavis to Makabal Mehen. Vidashin on Ish. Adaraba, Nismoch Ada Oraisa. U Kemosha Makabal Nedarim and Nedavis, Kach Makabal Stucca. Why do you compare Stucca to the carbonus, like we just said? A non-Jew brings a carbon to the base of Mikdash, we accept it. Why is Stucca different? So he quotes he quotes Mori Virabi, Lafish and Adarm and Adavis, Ein Ba'in Lachaper. Three words. A nether and an adava, a pure nedava of a carbon, does not have any kapara element. Kapara is something for Jews. Atonement through mitzvos, that's for Jews. But when it comes to a non-Jew, they're not in the world of kapara. Just like they don't have Yom Kippur, they don't have all of them. They don't have chatos and asham. So Stucca, what is the Hagos Ashri telling us, has a kapara element. And that is why they are excluded. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's him in Reish Nun Dalet, in Yaradeya. Reish Nun Dalet. What is the title of the simon? Shlo kabel stucka min ovdi kochavim. That's the whole simon. Two seifim. Asur li Yisrael li tol stucka min ovdi kochavim. Bifar hesya. In public. What's this? What's the reason? Because we don't want to show that we're reliant on them. Ve'enu yachol lichyos bitstucka shal Yisrael. What if you can't live with just Jewish money? Ve'enu yachol litzlame ovdi kochavim bitzina. And you can't take it in private? Are ze mutter. If ain't brera and you need it to live, it's mutter. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Sar Oved Kochavim Shashalach Mama Liyisrael Tzedaka." What if a major public official sent tzedaka to a Jew? Ein Machzirin Asa Mishum Shalom Malchus. You don't give it back. After Shalom Malchus, Elanot Lemimenu V'Yinati Lani Oved Kochavim Baseser Kedol Shalish Basar. Find some non-Jews needy in your neighborhood and give it to them. Rama V'Yesh Omrim the Yasabohen Mashetziva Lo Hamoshel. Right, there are others, there are stories in the Gemara. If he tells you to do it, you don't have a choice. V'kol zeh, says the Rama, dafka kishen nostin mos letztaka. Aval, im menadvin dover lebeis hakneses, havi mekabel mehem. Tztaka, not. But giving something to a shul, you're allowed to. Avalo min amumar, but not from a heretical Jew. But from a goyet, yeah, why? What's the difference? So the Taz and the Shach both quote this Hagos Ashri. Because giving something to a shul is like a karban. And Makabal Nedarim and Nedavos from a guy. Right? So Ari Gemara, Nedarim and Nedavos, what does that have to do with Mila Maisa? What if a Jew wants to take money from a non-Jew? So the Ramah says, Beferish, Mutter. But Tom, I'll read you from the Shach. Mishum Davi Kamo Karban Shemakabal and Karbanis Ben Ovdi Kochavim. Obagos Ashri Perk Hakamad Baba Basra Kasu Tam Badover Stucka Mechaperes Alkani Makabal Mehen Avon Nedarim and Nedavos Yibon Lechaper. And therefore, it is Mutter. Both the Shach and the Taz both quote Agos Ashri and Baba Basra. So that is why. Again, this is a very tricky issue. Sometimes other general organizations that help. There are many, some of these organizations of Christians that support Israel. You know, different Israeli organizations accepting money from these Christian organizations. That's a major issue. What if these organizations stand for a lot of things that Jews don't stand for? Right? Would that be a Chilul Hashem separate from the technical allowances? It's a very serious shaila that anyone involved in these organizations have to ask their poskim and get an answer. Okay, Vayter. Says the Mishnah. Now on the top, Samach Beis Mabeis. Chomer Ba'avadim Mi Benashim. there is a chumrah by avadim more than nashim. Remember we said in the first Mishnah that both nashim and avadim are included in naziris. Right now we're in the second one. Remember, yeshlam naziris. But they're not exactly the same. An eved is a chumrah that women don't have. Shehu mefer nidre ishto ve'eno mefer nidre avdo. Literally, he could be made for his wife's nedarim, but not his eved's nedarim. What exactly does that mean? Let's just read the next line and then we'll talk about it. Hefer le'ishto, hefer olamis. If he's made for his wife, it is mufar forever. Hefer la'avdo, yotza lecherus umashlim nizirusa. But if he's mefer for his eved, Tosfos points out, there's no such thing as hafara for an eved. So maybe this just means, if he protests about his eved, yotza lecherus umashlim nizirusa. He goes free and he's mashlim as nizirus. What exactly is that last line referring to? And bechlal, what is the concept of the Mishnah that he can be mefer for his wife and not for his eved? So it is very unclear, at least three different pshatim in the Rishonim. What does this Mishnah mean? The Mefarish. We'll start with the Mefarish. The Mefarish holds that the second line of the Mishnah is really explaining the first line of the Mishnah. Meaning, when a wife or an eved makes an eder, the owner or the bialim can get rid of it. Right? Because the wife is subject to the husband's approval, and a eved is subject to the bialim's approval. The question is, upon divorce or freedom, does it kick in again? That's the shaila. That's what the Mishnah is saying. It's a chumra by avadim, because by a wife, when the husband is mefer, it's gone. It's gone. Right? It's gone. And that's what the Mishnah says. Hefer le'ishto, hefer olamis. That's it. But by an eved, no. Right when he becomes free, so then it kicks in again. That's the hefer la'av, though, when he's mefer to an eved, so then even though he was mefer right now, yotza l'cheiris, once he goes free, mashlim nizirusa, he has to be mashlim his nizirus. That is one pshat of the Rishonim, that's the Mefarish. Tosfos doesn't say this pshat. Tosfos says the issue is if you're mefer and then you have a change of heart. What if you're mefer naziris and then you have a change of heart? Tosfos says on the top Tosfos, chomer b'avadim shehinu mefer nidrei avdo, af sha'af b'naziris moche v'nisratze. What if he protests, but then he's nisratze? Shuv lo yochol lahatir. Can he be matir again? Tosfos says that when it comes to an eved, if he originally says, I'm not interested, but then he says, I am interested, it's okay, you could do it, he doesn't have a second try. Doesn't have a second try. And all the Rishonim asks, why not? Why doesn't he have a second try? The Karanari says, what's the source for Tosfos here? So you have a one-time thing. Once the eved accepts the Naziris, or once you're okay with the accepting, even if you protested originally, then you can't get rid of it the second time. So it's a difficult, where does Tosfos get that from? The Achronim wonder where that comes from. And if that's the case, then the second line of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the first line of the Mishnah. It's just, hey, for la'avdo, yatzal v'cheiris. If you're mishachar him, so then, it would kick in if then already kicked in, before he was mishachar. The Rambam has another pshat. The Rambam in Perek Beis, halacha yud zayin and yud ches, here in Naziris. The Rambam says in Nazirus, let me just find it, a couple of Rambams still to talk about, in Nazirus, find it in Perek Beis, says the Rambam, Nashim avadim yeshlam Nazirus, fine, va'avo abal mefer Nazirus ha'isha imratza k'shar nadarim, regular hafara, like we learned in Masechta Zedarim, aval ha'eved yesh l'rabo l'akufo sol l'shtos l'itam l'beisim, in Eved, the master can force him, v'imlo kafa oso, knowing Nazirus, if he doesn't force him, Nadar ha'eved shar nedarim sheish b'aminu nefesh. Sorry, the Rambam doesn't say it here. He says it in Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam has a lashon that if a bialim in Hilchos Avadim he writes this right in Hilchos if the bialim uses a lashon of hafara by an eved, he goes free. It's the Rambam shita. It's a lashon of hafara. He goes free. The Kesef Mishnah is like, what does that mean? How does that work? There's no concept of hafara when it comes to an eved. So the Rambam somehow understands our Mishnah as hefer la'avdo, yotza l'cheiris. That's what it sounds like from the words. Im nadar neder shekofin alav es ha'avadim, kamo shebi'ar ebed edarim, if it's a neder that you could force your eved to violate. But instead of forcing him, you just say, mufar lach, yotza l'cheiris. Why? The Rambam explains himself. Shekivan shelo kafa uso b'makam sheish lalachbo. So you could force him to drink. You could force him to become tame, but you didn't. You just said mufralach. Gila daito shehivkiya shubudo. You have been Megala, your das, and you have Mafkir the Shibud. Very unusual. What does this mean? The Kesef Mishnah discusses. What, maybe this is just, you're borrowing the concept of Hafara. You know, I'm not interested in this. No, instead of forcing it. That's a difficult, what's the Svara for that Rambam? And where does that, but that's how he understands the Mishnah. That's how he understands the Mishnah. Okay, also discussion of does this apply to all Nadarim, or only Nadarim that affect the master? Just like there's a concept of Inui Nefesh. By a husband and wife, maybe there might be a limit also by Avadim. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll continue. Tana Rabbanan. Luma Rabo Kofo. What could the master force him regarding Linaziris? Avalo Linadarim al Archin, as we just mentioned, but maybe we think not for Nadarim and Archin. That they accept willingly. How would an Evid pay? He has no money. You have to come up. The Mefarish says with a case where he got money, Amanas, that the master doesn't have any rights to it. So, that's the Diyak. He only get forced by Nazir, but not by Nadarim and Arachin. So why? Maishna gabi Nazir da Amarachmana Lasser Israel Nafsho. Bemisha Nafsho Knuyalo Yatza Evid She Nafsho Knuyalo. If you have a special din that an Evid is excluded from Naziris, meaning the Bailam has veto power, Ihach Yafilu gabi Nadarim Nami. The same thing should apply by a neder, because an evid is not in his own jurisdiction. So Amar Rav Sheish says, you're right. It's a specific case under discussion that the evid would have power. There's a cluster of grapes on the table, and he makes a neder from them. Gabe nedarim dechi mitzar b'hai lo mitzar b'achrini lo matzi kafile. So by nedarim, where he's mutter to all other grapes in the world, just this cluster, he's asur, so then the master has no power over that, because this is not really affecting his work. Gabi Naziris, tachim itzar bahai, itzar bekulu, matzi kafilei. Naziris, where it's going to affect him negatively, because he can't have any more grapes in the world, so that's why the Bailam would have power. That's the Mishnah, specifically by Naziris. Says the Gemara, the Gabi Nadari Milo Askinon, maybe by Neder, aren't we also including a case, Delek Elahai Eshkol, this is the only cluster of grapes left in the entire world. If he doesn't eat it, he's going to become weak. Right? The sounds like the limud is that a Bailam can never get rid of a nether of an evet. But what if it's a case where Lamaisa, it would negatively affect? There's no more grapes in the world. So, and there's no other, there's not a lot of food in the world for him to partake of. So, Ela Ama Rava, according to our Girsa, Bach says has it as a baya. Kigon Chaya Chartza Munach Lafadav. What if there are grape seeds that are there? Gabi Nadarim. So we think grape seeds. There's always going to be grape. Always going to be grape seeds. Bahai hu de mitzar lo matzi kafila. Something by a neder where only this he's also from. So you can't force. Gabi Nazir de itzar got nami vachrini matzi kafila. Same thing. Same question. The Gabi Nadarim ilo askinan. Isn't it also including the lek elahai chartzon? Maybe these are the only grape seeds around. Dilo achale chalish. Meaning, if you have a blanket statement that the Bailam never could get rid of a nether of an Eved, so Pasha, that includes all cases, even in cases which would negatively affect the Bailam. So how is that possible? So Ella Omar. So this is Rava, meaning the Bach just flips it, because I buy it first and then Rava, instead of how we have it. Lama Rabo Tzarech Lechposo Lenaziris. Change the Diyak, what we made at the beginning of the Gemara. Not what can the Rav do, what does the Rav need to do? When does the Rav need to force and express himself by Naziris? Ve'ein sarech lechposo l'nadarim. Ve'ein sarech lechposo l'shvua. And he doesn't need to do anything by the others, because those are automatically hutar. Those are, by a Naziris, that's a limited effect that he has. But by the other ones, it can have a more general effect. That's why he doesn't have to say anything. It's memela, no good. My time, da'amar krala harau leitiv. Because the Pasuk says, you can make a shvua in order to do something bad or good for yourself. And you have the option. Maha tavarishus, just like you have the option of doing something good for you, to make something be mativ to yourself, afhararishus. So too, what's included is only the type of oath that you can make. Right? Rishus, that you can make. Yatzal haralachirim, shena rishus biyado. Excluding where you're meira to others, like to your owner, so the meila, you don't need to include it. That's why a shvua or a neder is excluded. Right? Why is a shvua more, or if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Naziris, by neder, he says that a master has to be kofeh any type of neder or naziris that has inui nefesh, or affects the malacha. by Shvua, the Rambam just says, all of them. Not limiting it. So the Achronim, the Tosfos Yontif explains on the Mishnah right here, because the Shvua is on the Gavra, and the Gavra is what's kanui to the master. So he has even more effect on that. A neder is on the object, so it'd be more limited power. If it doesn't affect the malacha, he wouldn't have that power. So that is the, again, some cases, lamaisa, this is where the Rambam probably gets it from. Some cases where the malacha is going to be affected will automatically be hutar. He wouldn't have to do anything. He wouldn't have to be kofa. By a shvua and by other nedarim, by nazirus, he would have to do something. That's the limud of our Mishnah.
So if there's a neder that has a negative effect on somebody else, a regular person.
A neder that has a negative effect on somebody else. If somebody makes a neder against me, meaning somebody makes a neder that I'm not going to give you any of my apples, right? So, but it's my apples. No, it's only something that you have no right. In this case of he works for the master. I can ask for anything I want on you. That I have that power. That's work. That's rishus. That's hatava rishus. Okay, next Mishnah. Let's just finish this up. Avar mikineged panav. What happens if the Eved runs away? The Eved makes the nether and runs away. Remeir amar lo yishteh. While he's out being a fugitive, he cannot drink wine. For Rabbi Yossi amar yishteh, he can drink wine. What's the machlokas about? Lema b'dishmuel kamiflagi. Maybe the root of the machlokas is Shmuel. The amar Shmuel, hamafker avdo yatzal l'cheiris v'insora. Get shechrur. If somebody is mafkir his eved, he goes free, makes him ownerless. He doesn't need to get shichrur. And the havamina is that the assumption is when he went free, the master had yeyush. And Tosfos says here, yeyush is like hefker. Major, humongous topic. We don't have time right now. But we can compare them at least. So Remeir is laid to Shmuel. Remeir holds of Shmuel. So basically in this case, he went free. So that's why he's allowed to drink water. Remeir is laid to Shmuel. He holds like Shmuel. And therefore, lo yishteh, his naziris is chal, because he's a free man. Rabbi Yossi less led to Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Shmuel. He's still an Eved, and therefore he's still affected by the hold that the owner has on him. So he can drink wine. Square says lo, the kuliyam islu de Shmuel. It could be everybody holds like Shmuel. Meaning he is no longer an Eved, really. Elamanda amar yishteh, the one who says he could drink. Savar, sof sof mahader hader v'asi gabeh. He's gonna come back. Lishti chamraki hechi d'lalicha. So he should keep drinking wine so he doesn't get weak. And really, maybe there's not full yeish here because he's ultimately going to come back. Ulamanda amar lo yishte savar levi leit saraki hechi d'lahedr gabay. And the one who says lo yishte, you're right, he's going to come back. But the owner knows that if he's not going to be able to drink wine, he's going to come back quicker because he misses the wine. And he wants his bialim to take care of it. So therefore, that is the machlokes in the mission. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem next week, a couple more days till the end of the Masechta.